What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast bonus content. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us. Without further ado, let's get into it.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. We are here with some bonus content talking Iceman hockey. I am the one and only Vinny Milani alongside absolutely nobody, but on the phone, he is the sick one, Anthony the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Still feeling a little sick here. Got a bit of a chest cold, chest congestion. I got the old lozenge in my mouth, so if I sound a little fuzzy, that's why.
I thought you diagnosed yourself with bronchitis. How does it go from a little chest cold to bronchitis? How does that work?
I think I've worked my way out of the bronchial stages of the sickness.
Bronchial stages. Wow, that was just the unreal doctor hard-hitting analysis from Anthony the backup. That's
sounds
unreal.
Sounds official, right?
It does. Sounds very official. We are here, though, to talk about not Anthony's sickness, but to talk about, wow, mom's calling me mid-show. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unprofessional. We are here to talk about the latest action from the Jacksonville Icemen. They got into an absolute brawl between them and the Fort Wayne Comets last night. A bloodbath. And it seems to be the talk around the world right now. Spittin' Chicklets is talking about it.
We're talking about it.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about it. And I feel like we needed to record something. I have so much to say about this. I know you have so much to say. So let's get into it. To let everyone know who did not see what happened, Jacksonville Icemen took on the Fort Wayne Comets the other night, and there was just an absolute brawl in multiple occasions of the game. I know one Iceman player, Emerson Clark, he had 36 PIMs, 36 total PIMs last night.
That's impressive.
That's unreal. So absolute brawl. Anthony, you saw the videos. The videos are out there. You can check them out on the Power Play Pod. Let's just get right into it. What are your thoughts on the initial, like, the amount of fights in the game?
Well, first of all, I know this stemmed from the previous game. So there's a bit of a rivalry building here. Obviously, it boiled over last night. So as a fan, I think most fans enjoy seeing it, especially down here. A lot of fans I know enjoy the fighting and want that to be a part of the game, and last night it was a huge part of the game. So I enjoy that it's bringing excitement to our city, our town, and it's extending beyond that. I saw Chicklets cover it, a couple of other national news outlets have covered it, which is awesome. But speaking directly to the game, I feel like some of our players may have been a little out of line last night. I think if Emerson Clark could take it back, I feel like he would have been a little bit gentler on the official that he's allegedly abused.
Allegedly.
At the moment, he hasn't been suspended, but I'm assuming it's going to be a lengthy one, probably the rest of the season, if not maybe worse, just because you can't do that to an official, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on. There's no excuse for it. Other than that, I know there was a couple of questionable hits. I really don't want to get into what's dirty, what's not, but there was a couple of questionable hits for each team the previous game. So both these teams were ready to go at it, and they showed up for themselves, and the Icemen got the win in overtime. So good for the city of Jacksonville, good for the team on that one.
Definitely a big dub. And I mean, that two games going in overtime, the game last night and the game prior, both went into overtime. The Icemen take one of the two, which is great to see. It's unfortunate that we're not going to see the Comets that often, because they're not a team that they're in a different conference than what the Icemen are in. So you won't see them as often, which is unfortunate. But
by next season, a lot of the players will be different on each team. So the rivalry is not going to be long standing, but it was good while it lasted.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that there's some questionable hits, some not questionable hits. We actually discussed that on the latest episode 69, which you can get anywhere, all over all the podcast world. But Anthony, you talk about the reaction of Emerson Clark with the official. Now, I have seen, we posted it on our Facebook page, seeing what fans were thinking of the incidents. And I did see some fans talking about the official official being abusive towards Emerson Clark and how the official should not react that way towards Emerson Clark. What are your thoughts on that specific situation?
I mean, it's kind of like resisting arrest, right? So, like, if you're not resisting arrest, you're not going to be roughed up by the police. You're just going to walk, you know, in this case, you're going to skate to the penalty box with the ref supervision. Emerson Clark was actively trying to get around the ref, trying to go through the ref. He put his hands up on the official. At that point, the official's trying to defend himself and just get Clark off the ice into the box. So the official did what he had to do there. I have no – I mean, they have a tough job as it is, especially when someone – I'm sure Emerson Clark's not a – Emerson Clark, I've seen him fight. He's not a weak guy. He's probably one of the stronger, tougher guys in the league. So if you feel like that, trying to battle away from you and then also inflict some punishment on you, you're kind of in fight or flight at that moment. You're probably just trying, okay, what can I do to get this guy off of me and both of us safe? So the ref did everything he could there, and I really won't listen to anyone saying that the ref was too rough.
You talk about how the ref is trying to get Clark under control and in the box and out from the situation from the original scraps. The thing is there are 10 guys on the ice. There's only either three or four officials on the ice at a time. You have 10 guys, four officials. You're obviously outnumbered there. And then you have the bench, the Fort Wayne Comet bench, absolutely practically hopping over the bench to just pummel the Iceman players. There's so much chaos going on, and the ref is just trying to get some type of control over the players. And one of my opinions about the whole thing is Emerson Clark's your captain. And that is – I get it. Fighting is great. It brings people out. It's great to see. I love it. I'm okay with the fights. But your captain should be at that point of the game where you're seeing that, okay, it's starting to get a little out of hand. You need to be the one that's responsible and saying, okay, guys, let's keep our emotions in check. Let's draw some penalties and let's come out of here with a dub. Instead of giving the Comets a point in overtime, you could have possibly gotten the dub with your guys having their emotions in check. That's my opinion on the Emerson Clark thing. But one last thing I do want to talk to you about, Anthony. It is the fact that the fans love the fighting. That's what they come to see. But then there's the other side. There's always two sides to this. There are some fans that are discussing the fact that this is not hockey. This is an embarrassment. The entire league should be embarrassed. The team should be embarrassed. Coach Christie should be fired because of it. What are your thoughts on that line between fighting, not fighting, and keeping the game of hockey intact?
I think especially at the ECHL level, the fighting will always be a part of the game. And I feel like last night was entertaining for everyone in attendance last night, and that's what's going to keep the team here. I don't think anyone was severely injured. I don't think anything happened where you're thinking, okay, they're going to have to do something as far as discipline off the ice, as far as like the law. So I don't feel like any lines were crossed. I feel like that's old time hockey. A lot of the fans here appreciate it, and I have no problem with it, especially at the ECHL level, when really, you know, you're in the entertainment business at that point. So it was entertaining for the fans to watch. I'll be interested to see if ticket sales go up after that game.
Ticket sales spiking. Yeah, that would be great to see.
Yeah, so really that's what it's all about. And part of it, Emerson Clark knows his role there to entertain the crowd. And he definitely did that. I'll give him that for sure. And going forward, I don't think the ECHL needs to make any adjustments to the rules, or you know, the only, from what I saw, maybe I missed, I wasn't at the game, we were actually recording last night, but from what I saw, the only real supplementary discipline that needed outside of the penalties handed down in the game was Emerson Clark's abuse of the official. I didn't see anything else. I know there was something with the goalie for Fort Wayne.
Yeah,
but I didn't see it, so I really can't comment on it.
There was also an incident earlier on in the game that some fans were discussing with Emerson Clark. He got a kneeing penalty in the first period that was discussed as something that could be looked at by the league. But I think the fact that with the abuse of the official, I think that's going to outweigh any type of other discipline that has to happen. There's just going to be a lump sum punishment for Emerson Clark after this. Now I'm actually just I'm interested to see what you or interested in what you were saying about the fighting and the fans coming out and this being a part of the game, because I feel like there is that line. There's a line between keeping the game entertaining and fun and just going completely away from the game. You brought up the fact that you don't think the ECHL can change any rules to prevent this kind of thing from happening. There is no way to prevent it because the rules of hockey, you're not supposed to be from the Fort Wayne Comets standpoint, their entire bench literally piled up in one spot in the middle and was leaning over fighting. That's not that isn't hockey. That there is rules that prevent that. But
So to stop you there and to defend that, which I feel as a goalie, I feel strong. Emerson Clark got into it with their goalie right before that.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
So I'm not saying who was wrong or who was right, but no matter what happened, if your goalie is in an altercation with another player, you have the responsibility to protect the goalie and to let the guy know that that is not okay at all.
The guys on the ice have that responsibility to let them know, but they're by the Fort Wayne Comets bench there. And we saw it in the NHL not too long ago. It was Tyler Bertuzzi. He ended up, I can't remember who it was, but the guy got dumped into the bench and Tyler Bertuzzi started suckering him while he was in the bench. These players from the Fort Wayne Comets are literally leaning over and joining into the fight and beating up one Iceman player. That's where I just draw the line.
I'm not defending that at all. You're right. I'm not defending that at all. That is crossing a bit of a line. And there are penalties that can be handed out for that. I didn't think about that. I did see that video. So there are rules to protect them for that. There's bench minors, coaching.
Yeah. So there's
coaching fines that can be handed down. Also, just a little side note here. The Iceman are catching a little bit of – the Icemen are catching a little bit of heat on Twitter right now.
Are they really?
Yeah, I guess people are noticing that. It looked like Emerson Clark was kind of in that one by himself. They were wondering where the rest of the Icemen were at to jump in to defend him there.
Oh, okay, so the heat is for the rest of the Icemen teammates not stepping in and helping their captain out.
I saw multiple comments about that, as well as the low numbers on the 50-50 raffle. But hey, what are you going to – it's the ECHL. I'm thinking that our I think it was like 680 what they were commenting on. But hey, in the ECHL, I'm thinking 680 is probably one of the higher numbers, to be honest.
No, it's not. It's not.
In the East Coast League.
I've seen Iceman games have higher tickets than that, buddy.
Oh, yeah, like the end of the season, beginning of the season, special nights. But yeah, on any given night is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Either way, that's for a different time, though. I'm glad I was able to give you a call. I'm glad I was able to give you a call and we could discuss this, because this really is a trending topic all over the world. And who better to cover it than the people here, the number one source for hockey here down here in the South.
Huge hometown guys.
That does it, though, for another episode of the Power Play Podcast bonus content. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.